This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Thanks for tuning into APA Compass this morning. We want to say a special thank you to authors Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni, CP Chang, and Ruth Ozeki for joining us today. Tune into APA Compass the first Friday of every month at 9 a.m. here on KBOO Community Radio. If you have questions, comments, or ideas for a story, or an angry APA Minute, you can connect with us through our Facebook account. Archives of past shows are at apacompass.wordpress.com. Today's program was produced by Marie Lowe, Sirik Mehta, Kushlani D'Souza, and Andrew Ye. Thank you for listening to APA Compass.
All of this traces back to Magna Carta 800 years ago. Magna Carta had two components. One is the Charter of Liberties, the famous one, which I discussed, the foundation of Anglo-American law, now being torn to shreds before our eyes. The other part is what was called the Charter of Forests. That was dedicated to protection of the commons from the ravages of the power centers of the day.
That's Noam Chomsky, Magna Carta, Then and Now, on the next Alternative Radio. Tune into Alternative Radio this Tuesday at 9 a.m. right here on KBOO Portland.
Dance companies and orchestras around the world are celebrating the 100th anniversary of Igor Stravinsky's masterpiece, The Rite of Spring. Here in Portland, new choreography to Stravinsky's score will be performed by the Agnieszka Laska Dancers in collaboration with the PSU Orchestra under the direction of Ken Selden. The performance of The Rite of Spring will take place Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. at Lincoln Hall on the Portland State University campus. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, June 7th, 2013, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, it's been an interesting week. First, the news of Verizon and other telecoms providing the NSA with everything it needs to open American citizens up to the depredations of the National Defense Authorization Act, of course. Then comes the news today that, of course, as we all knew all along, that virtually everything that we do on our computers is automatically no warrant, no judge, no nothing. FISA courts have preemptively signed off on everything that the NSA might want to do. Essentially, our internet access has become the devil's playground. We're going to be speaking during the program today with David Fidanke of the Oregon ACLU affiliate. And we're also going to be speaking with Nadia Kale, with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, an organization which has steadfastly defended the Bill of Rights. Nowhere in the Bill of Rights does it say that the NSA has the ability and the right to spy on American citizens. It's been an extraordinary week. We've got weather. Let me quickly get through the weather. David Fidanke is on the line, and we're going to be speaking to him in just a moment. Partly sunny today. We've got highs around 66, calm winds 5 to 8, overcast skies tonight, and gradually clearing. Lows around 52, breezy 6 to 11 miles per hour for the winds. For Saturday, sunny skies, highs to 76, a bit breezy 5 to 10 Saturday night. Lovely clear skies, new moon, lows around 52, Sunday, sunny skies, highs to 74. Sunday night, clear and low around 52, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. The alternative forecast is a new root moon in Taurus. And more on that on Monday morning. But right now, we're going to speak with David Fedonke. He's the executive director of the Oregon affiliate of the American Civil Liberties Union. And of course, Oregon does indeed play a very central role. Ron Wyden has been concerned about some of these issues for quite a while, but he can't say anything because why? Wait for it. Because it's all secret. Over a million people have a high top security classification in this country. A million people are authorized by the government to keep the government secrets. That's astounding. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. So what is it that Ron Wyden knows that we don't know?
Well, of course, as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, he has known about the NSA surveillance of the phone numbers and all the other data that the NSA has been collecting regarding people's phone calls and emails and web browsing for a number of years. We in the ACLU have had a pretty good idea what was going on because of previous leaks. But until this week, we did not have confirmed through, government documents that the NSA had an ongoing program where they get downloads daily of the phone numbers that every person in the United States dials and receives calls from.
It's not a tap, it's a whole reservoir.
David, hang on. If you have a detailed cell phone bill, which some of us used to have, it's hard to get these days, you'd see a list of all of the calls that you made, the numbers that you called. And we still see that if you have a landline for long-distance calls. But our phone companies, cell phone companies, landline companies, have this for all telephone calls, incoming and outgoing. And that is the data that the NSA has been putting into a giant database and keeping. And we believe they've been keeping these records now for at least 8 years, probably longer, and have no plans to give up this data at any point or to purge this data. So what they're creating is going to be a record of everyone's phone calls and probably, although this is still not confirmed, email messages outgoing, not the messages themselves, but the address the messages went to and the addresses emails came from.
It's a huge amount of data.
And possibly the subject line that goes with those emails.
Hang on, David. We've got Nadia Kato. I'd like to bring her in to join this conversation also. Nadia is with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and she's also on the line. With your permission, may we bring her into the conversation?
Sure.
Great, thanks. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're speaking also with David Fedonke, the executive director of the Oregon affiliate of the American Civil Liberties Union. I wanted to bring you in to the conversation to talk about, David told me that the Oregon ACLU and other states filed a complaint back in 2006 because these activities had been going on across state lines. But there are a great many questions regarding violation of our civil rights and our civil liberties here that really haven't been addressed. There's outrage, but it seems that this is either. Everything they want to do is legal simply because they're doing it, or there are some serious questions here that haven't been addressed. Either one of you, please. I'd like to talk about that, if possible.
Nadia, you want to jump in, or I'm happy to.
Sure. I mean, I think, obviously, one of the most important factors here is the secrecy. And the Director of National Intelligence this morning released a statement about the order. So, you know, we have confirmed that it is genuine. But the DNI's statement is there is a legal regime in place. All of this has been reviewed, and it is perfectly legal. Now, never mind the fact that the legal decisions around this are secret and that even members of Congress haven't been able to see most of them. There is certainly a legal regime, and the FISA court was put in place by statute. All of that is accurate. Now, whether or not it is in line with the principles of the Constitution, I think that's the more important question, and I think most of us in the civil liberties would say no.
Yeah, and that both the Bush administration and the Obama administration have done everything in their power to prevent the courts from ruling on the constitutionality of these and other programs put in place since 9/11. Either by invoking the state secrets privilege or challenging the standing of people who have gone to court to try to vindicate their constitutional rights. And that we hope will be more difficult for them to do after these revelations this week. We hope that the courts will finally get to the merits of some of these core constitutional questions of whether the government does have the constitutional authority to amass giant databases involving the activities, the private activities of literally hundreds of millions of Americans over time, and keep those records forever to be used for who knows what at some later time without ever having individualized suspicion about anyone.
So, in other words, that at some future date, if one did run up against legal difficulties, one's name could be pulled out of this huge database, and phone records and so forth, and on internet traffic could be used to, well, as you said, who knows what, indict innocent people who might be innocent about the current problem, but with all this other data waiting in the wings, so to speak, people who are, in fact, innocent of any crime could, based on these documents, or these records, be facing some serious problems. Even in the short term, we see Thomas Drake and, of course, William Binney as stellar examples of the lengths to which the government's willing to go to silence people who want to question.
And in 2008, Congress gave both retroactive and prospective immunity to all of the telecommunications companies for turning this data over to the government. So they are blameless. They also gave immunity to all the government officials involved if at some later date the programs were found to be unconstitutional. And the legal underpinnings for this since the Obama administration came into power are also top secret. And that is what Ron Wyden has been arguing, is that the legal analysis that underpins the Justice Department's theory that this program is constitutional should be made public. And the ACLU has a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to get those documents right now in district court in New York, in federal district court in New York. We hope that the administration is going to finally release that legal analysis so that all Americans could have some idea of what legal theory they're using here.
Nadia, are you still with us? You there?
Yes.
I want a quick question for you. We're rapidly running out of time. What recourse would we have as Americans to turn this back? The tide of secrecy has pretty much isolated people from their elected representatives, and the government is acting virtually as a rogue agency doing whatever it wants. And how do we seize back the Constitution, the rights that are guaranteed in therein?
Absolutely. Well, I think, one thing you need to keep in mind is that the courts at this point, litigation is one avenue, but the fact is that the courts are complicit in this. The Clapper case shows that the courts aren't willing to stand up, certainly not at the higher levels. So I would certainly encourage everybody to consider what actions they can take at the local level. There's a lot of resources on our webpage. It's bordc.org. Just talking about, we are talking about a federal program, but there are also local programs. There's fusion centers. There's joint terrorism task forces. There's a lot going on at the local level as well to really aid in the surveillance state that we see. And then also, the summer recess is coming up. You have the opportunity to talk to your representative in person, and it's certainly a time when everybody should make their voices heard and take action. So, that litigation, again, one strategy, but certainly there's also space for grassroots organizing, and I would encourage everybody to get involved in that.
Nadia, I want to thank you very much. David, we're virtually out of time. Just one final word from you. We literally we're way over time. I apologize for that. My guests have been David Fedanke, the Executive Director of our Oregon affiliate of the American Civil Liberties Union. We've also been speaking with Nadia Kale with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Great thanks to both of you for joining us this morning. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, June 7th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. And Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.